are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC. A registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situation.
And it is time to build rural wealth this morning with Milestone Financial. Dan Miller with me. Dan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you? Sorry about that, but I kicked the microphone
That's
down.
That's okay.
It's a Monday morning, I guess.
It is Monday after all. Your Chiefs won.
Hey, you know what? I told Caleb, I said, thank goodness they played another 0-2 team. They were the less bad of two 0-2 teams, I guess, yesterday.
They got the win. They got a win.
They did. That's get on the W side. So
the Bearcats won.
Yeah, they had a rough start there going up there and playing up north. But then, you know, when I saw they were going to play Texas Kingsville, you know, not this game, but the game before. You know, they're ones that are in the playoffs every year. I thought, oh, that's not going to be good. But they got them, and they won this one and beat Washburn here a while back. And so, yeah, they're kind of on a roll now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they're back here.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Absolutely. How was the weekend?
It was good, yeah. Got some things done around the office a little bit, some projects I was wanting to do there, and some things around home, and watched a little football. And got to go down and celebrate my brother's 65th birthday, so that was fun.
I
got to see one of my old classmates that I hadn't seen for literally 25 years, and he's a neighbor down there and friend, and shares work with my brother and his sons and stuff, and so it was fun to catch up with them too.
Sounds like a good weekend.
It was a good weekend. Yeah, awesome. It was all over, very all good. The way around.
Caleb Roebuck with us. Well, Caleb, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Aaron.
How was the weekend?
Well, mine was pretty good too. We didn't do a whole lot. We kind of stuck around here and kind of just enjoyed the weather and stuff too. And
You're a Hawkeye fan, right?
I did. I am. Yeah, the weekend was pretty good for football on that regard. So
Chiefs fan.
Not a Chiefs fan, Broncos fan, but so that wasn't as good either. But okay. It's just in the height of football season.
Life is good.
Talking about fall out there. We made chili this weekend and all that stuff too. So kind of is some of the concern. So it's just the.
Did you make cinnamon rolls?
Didn't make cinnamon rolls to go with it. No. Hey, we got to ease into it. I told my wife, it's like we can make chili now, but it's still not quite cold enough. So you gotta ease into it a little bit.
Cinnamon rolls next time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't those two kind of go hand in hand?
Hey, there's a lot of football left.
That's true. There you go. Well, call me.
There you go.
Call me when you have the cinnamon rolls. Yeah. So I'm not coming till there's cinnamon rolls.
Building rural wealth. What is a business valuation and when should it be done? So when we're talking about business valuation, which a lot of people in our area have small businesses, what's it worth? It's an important question to ask, an important piece of information. But you're not talking about bookkeeping here, Dan. We're talking about what's the business worth overall, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, business valuation, you know, it's a process to determine the economic value of a company. I mean, literally. And you think about what all goes into that. There's so many factors that go into it. I mean, you know, it's not exactly like valuing a house, but it, on the other hand, because there's so many more factors that go into, and, you know, but it's also not a guess, you know, and unfortunately, you know, we do talk to a lot of different people and businesses and stuff, and they think, oh, it's worth about this much. Well, you know, the idea with a business valuation is to look at the financials, the assets, the industry, you know, comparisons, the earnings potential, you know, and the other thing that's interesting about business valuations is there are a lot of different approaches that you can take that all are kind of dependent upon what you're wanting to do with the business valuation. You know, there's the income approach, which is, you know, based on expected cash flows. You know, in other words, what is the earnings potential and the income potential? The market approach, this is where, you know, probably a little more similar to like appraising a house where, you know, what did another house sell for? Well, this would be what did another similar business sell for? That'd be the market approach. And then the asset approach is looking at what the business owns versus owes. In other words, what's kind of the balance sheet net worth?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like getting an appraisal, like I said, but a lot more complicated. And, you know, there's a lot of intangibles that go into a business valuation. And, you know, I think we mentioned a while back, you know, I recently got my certified exit planning advisor designation, and doing business valuation and working with business owners is a big part of that. And so there is so much more that goes into it than just the physical assets, kind of like a home valuation.
Yeah. Okay. So when should an evaluation be done, Caleb?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And, you know, a lot of times it kind of depends, like Dan said, what is your purpose of the valuation? But it can be a lot of things and kind of the life cycle of the business. But, you know, one of them is securing financing or investment. You know, for those, a lot of times lenders, investors may require it. And that might be something business owners are doing now, mm-hmm. you know, like a balance sheet and stuff too. So that's somewhat of a valuation. But other ones would be selling a business or bringing in partners. Again, you want a fair number on the table for selling that business or bringing in a partner. Succession and retirement planning. You know, if the business is your retirement nest egg, you know, you need to know what that is and plan accordingly.
That's a big one, I would think.
Exactly. Yeah. Again, in small businesses around here and what Dan's talking about, that's a big part of how do you do that and fit that in. Tax and estate planning. You know, sometimes the IRS requires formal valuations for business and gifting strategies and depending on the corporate structure. Mergers and acquisitions, you know, if you're going to buy another business or, you know, again, sell yours, you need to know what that is. Or if you're buying a business, you need to kind of know what is that relative yeah. value of that business versus yours. Legal disputes, you know, again, in small businesses, there can be legal disputes, whether it be divorce, partnership disagreements or shareholder issues. Again, those require some sort of valuation on the business to split and dissolve those assets. And then regular checkups, you know, even without major events, evaluation, you know, every few years can be a very key financial health checkup. Again, so you know what is. And many folks only think about valuation when they're ready to sell, like Dan mentioned, you know, kind of when they're within a year or so. But honestly, you know, doing one earlier, and this is part of Dan's training and stuff yeah. too, which he'll touch on, but it can actually help strengthen the business. You know, if you know what the valuation of your business is, if you know where their strengths and weaknesses, that actually helps strengthen your business along the way, whether you're getting ready for some of these events or, again, just running the operation day to day.
Good information to have and to know for sure. What are there some common mistakes that people make, Dan, when they're getting ready to look at this? What are some of the
There is. You know, and oftentimes, and you know, we've seen this. I mean, I've experienced this myself. I mean, different people who's waiting too long, you know, because oftentimes, you know, by the time you're ready to sell or retire, you know, oftentimes it's too late to make any changes, you yeah. know. So if you are considering making changes or anything like that, or you're within 5-10 years, whatever, you know, you should look at it ahead of time. Don't wait till the last minute, mm-hmm. you know, to do it. Another thing that happens a lot of time with business owners is, you know, everybody believes that their business is perfect. Everybody believes that there is their business. I mean, that's just, if you're an entrepreneur and a business owner, you know, you believe, you know, that your baby is the prettiest baby in the, at the nursery, you know? And uh-huh. so they overestimate the value, you know, because you got to remember, a business is like anything else. It's what somebody else, the true value at the end of the day is what somebody else would give you for that business yep. as an ongoing entity. And then also relying on rules of thumb. That's another mistake that people get into. You know, in our industry, for example, you know, there's rules of thumb that often are quoted out there about what a financial services firm is worth or what a legal firm is worth or what a radio station's worth. It doesn't matter. You know, every industry has them.
Right.
There's rules of thumb. Well, you know, that could maybe be used as a starting point. But often without knowing the details behind the scenes, you know, it's not necessarily that accurate and could be a big mistake. And then the other huge one is not having clean financial statements, you know, not having clean financials that people can really look at and use, you know. And one of the things I thought about, a comment that Caleb said about retirement planning
yeah.
with finance, you know, in my SEPA training, I know one of the statistics that they talked about in there is that the average small business owner in the United States, on average, somewhere between 80-85% of their net worth is usually tied up in their business.
Wow.
You know, and
that's a huge
amount. Yes. And so, you know, having that value and knowing how to improve it and those kind of things, very, very key.
You bet.
When it's time to retire.
Okay. So what's the biggest risk of not knowing what your business is worth?
Well, I think it goes back to that, what I said about building that valuation on a number that's you don't really know. You know, in other words, you're plotting out all your future based on, well, I think I'm worth this.
Right.
You know, I think that I can sell it for this in the future. You know, I think that is one of the biggest risks. You know, you may go your whole working career and just know that because you read somewhere that somebody sold a business for 3x EBITDA or mm-hmm. you know, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, that, or this guy sold it for 6x EBITDA or whatever, that you should be able to do yours too. Well, you don't know. There might have been, you know, you don't know the factors behind that.
Right.
So overestimating is a big one. You know, on the other side of that, on the flip side, is oftentimes we see people will underestimate the value of their business. Working with a gentleman right now that I feel are very confident, he's underestimating the value of his business. And so, you know, I think there's more value there than what they, you know, can give them credit. They're giving themselves credit for,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, so just some of those things of not knowing what your business is worth. I mean, there's just a lot of risk there that, you know, you need to at least have a valuation done mm-hmm. periodically so you can have an idea. And also, that's what helps you build for the future as
right,
well.
Right.
You know where your foundation is so you can build going forward.
Well, you'd hate to leave a lot of dollars on the table if you're going to sell your business and you've underestimated the value. You'd hate to leave all those dollars on the table for
Absolutely.
Your retirement. So, how do you connect valuation to retirement and wealth, Caleb? What's that connection?
Yeah, you know, well, we already kind of hit on it, and it depends on the business too. But again, a lot of, you know, rural business owners, that company is their retirement plan, is their nest egg, but it's also their source of income, their health insurance,
right.
you know, maybe their spouse's source of income. And they also got employees and stuff too, which
family.
They care about, and family.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, see, so it's like all those things that are financial related, but also from those. So they do tie in. Very hard, but it's sometimes hard to think about it like that as the business owner that's, you know, running it day to day. But again, as an example, you know, if you think your business is worth $1 million just because you think it is, or again, somebody in your industry that, you know, sold their business 5 years ago for it, but the actual valuation shows, or somebody offers you only $600,000 for it, well, that's a pretty substantial, that's a 40% change in,
yes.
you know what that is? For most people, I would assume that would impact your financial planning and retirement plan and stuff too. But again, like Dan mentioned, you know, on the flip side, if it is more than expected or you don't know, again, that might adjust how you plan, what you do and stuff too.
Certainly.
Also, what we talked about too, of just knowing that and kind of talking about, you know, what are the scenarios? Because, you know, we talk about the payout, whether that's payout, but some of these business owners, if you care, you might want to stick around for a portion period of time too. So knowing that valuation, how you want to structure that and kind of exit it can be important too. But, you know, having that valuation early on helps build those strategies. Again, how you want to exit could be all at once, I'm done kind of day, or hey, I'm going to do it over a period of time. But, you know, whether that's saving more outside the business or strengthening the business itself, it matters, you know, to kind of know and look at that. And it's not just about, you know, the business, that is part of it. But again, it's part of that business owner's whole financial life.
Yes.
Their spouse's financial life, their employees, you know.
Right.
All those things matter, you know. And again, like we talk about in the context of financial planning, you know, even if this is your biggest asset, there's still other things to consider, like your Social Security, your spouse's assets if they work outside the business,
right.
estate planning, taxes, you know, things like that.
Is there a common thing you see crop up with business valuations, Caleb?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and Dan kind of mentioned it, you know, the biggest one is often owners wait till kind of that edge, you know, waiting to kind of figure that out. How do I want to exit it? Because a lot of times it's not, you know, on their terms, it could be a health event or something now,
right.
or they just age out of being able to do the business where they physically can't do it anymore or something like that too. But by that time, you know, there's very little, you know, strengthening you can do the business. Again, if you're a key person in that business and you're not, can't work it as hard, that might affect the valuation. And, you know, sometimes people are just shocked to find out what that number actually is when they've done it. You know, again, if they've kind of used rule of the thumbs and stuff too,
mm-hmm.
but then when they apply their actually own numbers, they can be shocked by what that actually number is, good or bad. You know, so we've seen that both ways. And getting clarity, you know, early can, you know, oftentimes avoid, you know, that give you that time and space to make better decisions and kind of let you use, you know, decisions that are grounded in reality. You know, you're using educated assumptions, Dan mentioned.
Which is important.
Yeah.
It's important to know, have a real number.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we tell, you know, kind of say, hey, we're not going to give you the perfect number, but we can give you an educated assumption range. So, again, you can talk about these scenarios and know. Because, again, at the end of the day, like Dan said, it's kind of like selling a house or whatever somebody offers it to you. That is going to be the market price. But if that's within your range, then it's a lot easier to make that decision.
I heard one person say one time that everything is for sale for the same price, but someone will pay for it.
That's exactly. Right. So, that's right.
That's exactly right. Is applicable.
Well, so, and that's why on that kind of depends as a business owner. If your price is, yeah, it's a price that I'm willing to walk away and, you know, let my customers go with this new business, then that is. But if it's a price that I want to stick around and make sure it is, again, those are different planning scenarios.
You bet. What is a business valuation and when it should be done? We are visiting with Milestone Financial, building rural wealth. So, Dan, a lot of times in things we've talked about over the years, we talk about doing annual reviews, checking up on those plans. How frequently should you do a business evaluation?
You know, Aaron, that's a really good question. There is no pat answer for that. You're like, you just asked me and you're not going to answer it. Well, my answer is going to be the old, you know, it depends. And again, it depends on what is the purpose of the business valuation. You know, like Caleb touched on some things a while ago. You know, if you have an immediate need, pending divorce, I mean, that's, you know, a business dispute, you got to get it done now, you know. Right. But if somebody is planning for the future, you know, and they're doing some future succession planning, you know, I'm going to say a minimum of 3 years, every 3 years. But again, that's all going to depend on, and they also, you know, the complexity of the valuation is also going to, you know, for example, you know, there's different types of valuations you can have done. You know, sometimes like I know in our industry, you know, we've had business valuations done, you know, and so you can have a very intense business valuation. And then every year you do just like updates to that original valuation.
Okay.
So you are looking at all the numbers, but you've kind of got a baseline to go off of, you know, it's not as expensive. It's not as, you know, as in depth, you know, but then every so often you need to look at, you know, and if you've had a major change in your operations, you know, might be, you know, or you've brought on a whole bunch of different lines of business or something like that, or excuse me, maybe you purchased another business or whatever, then maybe it would make sense. So it's really going to depend on, you know, what is going on in the life of the business, you know, but I think at a minimum that every 3 years is very doable.
Okay. So what do I have to do to be ready? How do I prepare for evaluation?
Yeah, you know, like Dan mentioned, you know, it can be intensive, but the idea is, hey, you set a baseline and kind of go from there every year and stuff, or every few years too. And again, that's what we help people do and establish. So, you know, not all the work's on you, but, you know, as a business owner, as you're thinking about this and preparing, you know, you want clean and organized financial statements. So hopefully, whether you're doing a business valuation or not, you're doing that already. But again, the more you can clean that up and standardize that, that's good. Reducing personal expenses that run through the business. Again, that's hard as a small business owner, sole proprietor. Again, there are crossover expenses that are personal and business. But again, from evaluation, selling to somebody else, how do you reduce those or eliminate those? Document processes and customer relationships. You know, that's a big one. You know, whoever's buying your business, you know, they're buying the income and all that, but they want to know and hopefully run it exactly like you did of why it made it successful. So you need those things documented. And there's tools, you know, now to use that. You know, there's AI tools and stuff too that can help small businesses actually do some of these documentation and stuff like that too. Consider management succession. You know, showing the business isn't dependent on one person increases value. Again, sometimes that's the crux of a small business. There is sometimes that key person or key couple people that is the driver of the business. But again, as you build out a team, have your processes, you can show, hey, this is a sustainable business. So proverbial bus hits one person, you know, the key person's name, the business can survive. So that's all a big thing. So, you know, even before calling the valuation professional, you know, there's homework that business owners can do, or again, maybe some of the things they're doing now is just applying them in a different way and looking at them through a different lens. And again, when you do this and do it more often, it makes the process smoother, easier to do it, and hopefully a lot more meaningful, because that's why you're doing it.
All right. Good information. So bring it all, put it all together for me, Dan. Wrap this up and talk to me about, what, you know, all the concepts that we've talked about here today. Bring it together for me.
Well, Aaron, I think the key thing is, you know, business valuation is about bringing clarity. you know, and having a base, a baseline,
yeah.
you know, a baseline of where am I at? You know, it helps owners make smarter choices moving forward, forward, you know, whether that's selling, you know, planning retirement, planning to expand, planning to retract, you know,
yeah.
managing their taxes, preparing for the unexpected, making sure that, you know, they're, you know, and again, now, are there things that you cannot prepare for? Nobody was prepared for COVID.
Right.
Just, once in a lifetime thing, yeah. we hope, you know, and, but also you're trying to be as prepared as you can be, you know, and like Caleb and I have both mentioned, you know, too often people wait until that last minute, you know,
yeah.
doing it earlier does create options, you know, again, you know, have setting that baseline of knowing where you're at and working with someone to help look at, okay, if we're doing it this way and we want to increase our value in our business at a, so if for a future succession or a future sell or whatever that is, what can I do today to help that? Well, you know, the old saying, you know, what gets measured gets done. Mm. Well, you got to take a measurement, you know, you need mm-hmm. to take a measurement, you know, to see what can we do, you know, what can we do from here to go on. And, you know, the other thing that I do want to mention is that, you know, there's a lots of different people that can do business valuations, but there needs to be, they need to be qualified. They need to have the tools. I mean, there are professional business valuation people that are certified. There are also folks like ourselves that, again, I am a CEPA, a Certified Exit Planning Advisor. And then also we have tools. We have a tool called Biz Equity that we can utilize to provide not a certified valuation, but we can provide a very accurate, it's an AI-based tool that we have access to that we've utilized, and it's a great starting place for people, and that's something that we do. And I will tell you, oftentimes it will more than suffice for a business valuation unless there is like a legal dispute right. or something like sure. that where there has to be a certified valuation. Yeah. So that, you know, there are tools out there that, that, you know, we can help you with right here at Milestone Financial Group.
Yeah. A lot of people have small businesses in our area and in rural Southwest Iowa. So it's good information to know. It's a good thing to know. And you can help people with this, and you do all the time. So what do you want people to take away from our conversation this morning?
Yeah, you know, again, if you got questions about this, like Dan mentioned, you know, we got a lot of resources, a lot of ways to help people, you know, not only with their personal business, but manage around their financial lives. So, you know, if we can be a help of anybody, give us a call, visit our website, call the office 712-623-5726, or visit us at milestonefinancialgroup.com.
There you go. Great information. And then you'll know.
Absolutely. And that's right. Like I said, it is always remember that it's about gaining some clarity and a baseline,
yeah.
a starting point. You know, so that you can go forward from there.
And I'd say having somebody like us help you track that baseline. I mean, that's yes. part of it. You got a resource that helps you establish it and track it.
Absolutely. Good information. Nice to see you both.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
Make
you,
a great day. Milestone Financial, building rural wealth.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
Pickleball players, it's time for the Battle of the Paddles. Pickleball.